Hello, you're listening to English Waves and another edition of The World of Books. This time, we pick up an iconic book that is very well known in many parts of the world simply because of the topic that it deals with. The freedom of India from English rule and its partition into two nations, India and Pakistan. Freedom at Midnight by Larry Collins and Dominique Lapierre. I must say that I had heard of this book as a child and had an old green hardbound copy lying around at home that belonged to my grandfather. But the topic it dealt with was such that I had avoided reading it for as long as possible. All I expected was the same old drone about how India was split and its independence from British rule. A lesson in history, basically. But how wrong I was. When I read this book, it surprised me right from the prologue that talks of the Gateway of India in Mumbai, a famous tourist spot, but from the perspective of different people, the Indian and the British. This is the novelty of this book, its ability to bring out different points of view, which I hadn't read so far, and its liberalism. Added to this is the way it is written in the first person. It is also refreshing to read how India and its politics and the major people involved could be viewed by a third person. The book basically talks about a moment in time, historic albeit, when India finally won its independence from the British Empire. It captures the events between 1947 and 48 and the part played by many characters that shaped the history of India and Pakistan, resulting in the biggest migration ever seen until that time and the consequent bloodshed. It begins by describing vividly what went on in the corridors of power in England, where Mountbatten, reluctantly, takes on the charge of withdrawing from India and giving it its freedom as the last viceroy. It also takes us through the negotiations that took place with the Indians and its political parties, the role of Gandhi, Nehru, and Jinnah, the efforts Gandhi made to keep the people together in the midst of mayhem the partition brought, and finally, the assassination of Gandhi, where the book ends. The authors, in a thoughtful and heartfelt manner, present all the incidents that occurred during this time and the major players involved. Interestingly, rather than being the viewpoint of the leading protagonists, the book takes us through what was happening then, the underlying philosophy and politics, through their lives, and how each action led to creating this moment in time. Ironically, I'm reviewing this book when we are commemorating 70 years of the partition of India and Pakistan. Commemorating may be the wrong word. Unfortunately, despite being one people, a volatile border and ideology separate the two. The book, and I was surprised at this, brings out an unbiased account of the division. It looks at the genesis of the conflict, rooted in religion, tracing it in history, and how it was fueled. The research is detailed and comes across as non-biased. The tone of the first person is retained and smoothly changes from that of the British to the Indian throughout, giving us an insight as to what was really happening behind the scenes at that time and what was the human cost of this decision. Though, as interpretation of history goes, the book could be said to have its own shortcomings, since there are as many perceptions as people. Added to this is the fact that it deals with a complex topic and it is not easy to decode or explain the various forces that shaped history. However, the epic rendering of a tale of power, negotiations, a passing era, political rivalries, and religious conflict and faith is well told. The writing style is gripping and reads like a novel, unlike a history book. Once you pick it up, you cannot put it down, which is an achievement of sorts. How can one write about a book of this stature, of the tectonic changes that took place at that time? For anyone interested in the history of the world and the events which were like markers in the last few decades, or anyone who would like to see how history can be written about, this is a good book to pick up. Recently, The Viceroy's House, a movie by Gurinder Chadha and produced by BBC Films, amongst others, hit the screens worldwide. It also looks at the life of Mountbatten in these moments and tries to bring out a balanced perspective. I definitely intend to watch it after reading this book. Give it a try. You won't regret it. Until next time, keep reading and stay tuned to English Waves.